People of Note on Fine Music Radio is proudly brought to you each week at this time by Peter Turin Productions.
This is Rodney Trudgeon, Fine Music Radio, and the program is People of Note. One of the popular and glamorous arts festivals that takes place is about to happen yet again this year right here at Artscape, and that's the Zuid-Oosterfeest, which runs, in fact, from the 27th of April to the 1st of May. A huge variety of content as well. And the CEO of the festival is Neil Rademan, who is my guest today on People of Note, a highly acclaimed South African singer of cabaret, folk song, lit, opera. He's worked with some of the best singers in the country, for example, Linnell Kennard, Pumetsa Machikiza, Zahn Stapelberg, Minette Toy Pierce, Baden van der Westhuizen. He's sung in two productions at the West End, and he's also a dynamic theatre practitioner with a master's degree in drama, focusing incidentally on the human voice. And he's been nominated for a number of awards, Fiesta TV, Canner Awards, and in fact, he's known apparently all over Cape Town as the singing CEO of the Zuid-Oosterfeest here in Cape Town. Neil Rademan, welcome.
Ah, thank you so much, Rodney. It's wonderful to be here.
It's overdue that you should have been on this. How long has the Zuid-Oosterfeest been in existence, by the way?
Oh, this year it would be the 14th year that we would present this festival.
So it's really established. 14 years for a festival is a number of years, isn't it? It's really established.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a true Kaapsefeest.
Zuid-Ooster being the operative word.
Absolutely.
It's even in southeast of time, isn't it? If you get the Southeast playing wildly.
Yes.
But now, how long have you been CEO? Because it's relatively recent in the history of the festival, isn't it?
Yes, it will be my third year this year as the festival director, yes.
Does that mean that you are basically responsible for the running of the whole thing? Because it must be quite a project to undertake.
Yes, this is a massive event. So I see myself not necessarily just as a creative director, but I am the events coordinator of this massive event.
It is massive.
It is, and it all takes place in 6 days' time. So we really work extremely hard for a year. We have a lot of outreach programs that we see as build-up exercises for this festival. So we go to different areas, from Langa to the Klein Karoo, and we do choir workshops, conductor workshops. We do talent searches for a variety of drama groups, dance groups, singers, for instance. And then, from the 27th of April until the 1st of May, this mass event takes place here at Artscape.
Let me just ask you this. I didn't know this. So in other words, in the run-up to the festival,
yes,
like for the past few weeks, you and your team have been running around the countryside trying to find talent, training it up, and then some of that talent actually appears at the festival.
Absolutely. For instance, the finals of the talent search takes place here at Artscape, but then the winners of the previous talent search, they get the opportunity to perform in the Opera House here at one of our biggest presentations that we call Kunsttreffers. It is the Concert of Hope on the 27th of April. And there they perform with people like Kunie de Villiers, Karen Courtier, Cape Town Opera, Cape Town City Ballet. It's a massive extravaganza. And these youngsters, they perform with the legends in the Opera House then, yes.
Because the festival is extremely eclectic and is varied. You see, just looking at the index here of this vast program, you've got shows, plays, you've got comedy and review, you've got light music and jazz, classical music, and things happening out here on the piazza all the time. A film festival, dance. So it covers all genres of the arts, really. Classical, pop, ballet, opera, everything.
Absolutely. We fully believe that if we would like to call ourselves an arts festival, we must have all the different genres to be able to call an arts festival. Mm-hmm. For instance, we have two extremely big dance productions that takes place in the Opera House, and it's not a lot of festivals that can say that. Mm-hmm. We also have more than one massive classical production with the Cape Philharmonic Youth Orchestra It's not any arts festival that can say that. So I must admit, this is a good opportunity for the site Oosterfeest to brag as well here on People of Note.
Absolutely.
So I would like to see this as almost an opportunity to say we're in a festival of note.
A festival of note on People of Note.
Absolutely.
But Neil, the aim of the festival then is both to give new talent a chance to perform with professionals, but also for the audience to enjoy and see the professionals themselves.
Oh, definitely.
Judging from if we started going through all the names of whom you've got, we'll be here for the rest of the program and not be able to talk about anything else.
Yes, but what we are very proud of is that we really try to merge younger and or up and coming performers of all genres with the more, in this case, legendary artists. Because as the people would see as well, this festival this year, the theme is legends. So we try to honor different legends in different genres.
Okay, so is there a theme each year?
There's a theme, yes. Okay. It's just, we use the theme as a golden thread. Mm-hmm. We don't want to put the theme in your face, but it's just the thread.
Okay.
So last year, for instance, it was District 6, Remembering District 6. The previous year, because of the southeaster, the Suidooster wind, it was Winds of Change. And this year, we have legends. And the people who will visit our website or who perhaps will read of us in various media forms, they will see we have people like Gloria Bosman, Vicky Sampson, Amanda Strydom, Pieter Dirk Eys, Koenie de Villiers. There's really a lot of legends in our program.
Neil, is it a fundamentally Afrikaans festival?
We have a focus on Afrikaans, but it is inclusive of all languages.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, music, and I bet you're going to choose some music that has to do with the festival, but it must also be music that you love, Neil. So what is your first choice?
I am really a big admirer of opera music, being a classical baritone myself. I really love and have the greatest respect for Mimi Kurtze. And then I would really like to listen to the very famous Queen of the Night aria that she became world famous for, sung by Mimi Kurtze.
Thank you.
realize when you hear that, Neil, why she was such a star, Mimi Kurtze, with a voice like that, who enchanted the Viennese audiences, didn't she? And immediately became a star in Vienna. Mimi Kurtze singing the Queen of the Night aria from The Magic Flute by Mozart. And it was the first choice of my guest, Neil Rademan, who's the CEO of the St. Oosterfeest, which opens here at Artscape on the 27th of April and runs to the 1st of May. Neil, just before that, you said that you're a trained operatic baritone, so I'm keen to know, because perhaps I associate you more with cabaret and show music, but you have had a full-on classical training, haven't you?
Absolutely. I'm still in training. I think a good artist never knows enough, really. My teacher is Hanna van Niekerk, and I'm very proud of that. I sing quite often in light classical concerts, but the thing why I really like the cabaret and or the lead genre more, or leader then, or song, it is much about the literature, the poem that's being sung. So because of my education also at the University of Stellenbosch, where I did my master's degree, I did Afrikaans, English, and also some more ancient language literature that I studied there. So the text is extremely important for me. So that's why I choose to do more cabaret stuff, mm-hmm. where I can bring the voice and the text together.
Yeah. Have you written your own cabaret stuff?
Oh, yes.
Is it mostly your own stuff that you perform?
A lot of stuff before I became the CEO was mainly written by myself. Mm-hmm. But later in the program, I would like the audience to listen to a song that was not written by me. But, just to tell them a little bit.
We'll keep that as a little surprise later on the program. But now, Neil, where did this artistic thing come from? Do you come from a musical background? Tell me about your roots.
No, I don't come from a very artistic family. My father is a farmer. My mother is a very eccentric, beautiful lady. And I was born in Riversdale in the Southern Cape, and I grew up on a farm. And I went in Heidelberg in the Southern Cape. And then I went to an agricultural school until matric.
Far away from art, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. But then after that, I came to the University of Stellenbosch, and I studied drama, literature, psychology, and voice.
Okay, you said that very firmly, because I noticed here you said a theater practitioner with a master's degree in drama focusing on the human voice.
Yeah.
Now, why? Why? Apart from the complete fascination that the human voice has, obviously.
I think the voice has a very important part to play, not just in music, but in drama as well. I did a part of my honors degree with the late Blaise Koch. And sometimes when he directed us, he walked up and down at the back part of the theater. And I asked him once, but you don't look at us. You don't see what we're doing. And he said, if it sounds right, it will look right. And that intrigued me for even until today. I was totally intrigued by that. And I think there's where that sound or voice bug bit me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't you find it fascinating? I mean, radio is the typical place, isn't it, for where the voice has to work. Radio drama, not
Absolutely.
That there's much of that about anymore. But you, just with a microphone, have to characterize your character
yes.
through your voice. And there were some great radio actors, weren't there? And it's almost a pity that that doesn't exist anymore.
Absolutely. But I must admit, I think it is something of that that I can still channel when I sing song.
Hmm.
Rather than just an opera aria.
Right. Okay. Where you then can use your voice to
absolutely
milk the subject of the words.
Absolutely, yes.
And just as a straight actor, have you done much stage work? Or is
I
it mostly
did,
music?
But I think I'm more of a character actor, so that's why it never really happened for me as a stage actor. I was born a musician. I love theater and drama. But I never became an actor. More director, singer.
Okay. And also, as you say, to be able to interpret, which clearly is important to you, through music.
Oh, yes.
And that you can write and perform yourself. Did you start learning an instrument very young in life?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did piano lessons my whole life long from I was 10 years old.
And on
I
the
did,
farm.
Yeah, on the farm. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay. And so did you, when you left school, what did you do?
Left school, I immediately went to
university.
You went
to varsity.
Yes, yep. I went to the university, and as I said earlier, I studied a variety of human sciences.
Mm-hmm.
And after my degree, I did an honors, focusing more on cabaret. But then after that, I wanted to bring in singing more. I mean, more classical singing almost, more.
Yes.
So that's when I did a master's degree in theatre directing, but I focused on the human singing and speaking voice.
Gosh, fascinating, fascinating. And you've got, may I say, a beautiful, powerful speaking voice here.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't think we need a microphone in the studio. Neil Roderman is my guest on People of Note here on Fine Music Radio, the CEO of the St. Oosterfeest. But Neil, there's so many things, you do so many things, it's getting a bit dizzying trying to work out what to talk about. But as with the Queen of the Night we heard earlier, did you say these are things that you're going to be able to hear at the festival as well?
Oh, yes, of course. We have a big classical program, the Classique concert that mm-hmm. we have every year. And this year, it is the Legends Classique, and we're going to honor some of the legends in the classical music arena of South Africa. So Beverly Chiat would be singing this exact aria, honoring Mimi Kurtze. We also have some other beautiful classical performers in the concert. For instance, we'll have George Stevens singing some beautiful baritone repertoire, honoring, for instance, someone like the great Fiasco Naro, people like that. But we are so excited also presenting two brilliant youngsters, two pianists with the Cape Philharmonic Youth Orchestra on the 27th of April, that evening, in that concert.
That's the opening day, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and that would be Leo Gevisser and Kuden Blau. Two youngsters, brilliant wunderkinder, here just on the piazza of this beautiful opera house. It's people that lives around us, but we forget sometimes that stars are born just
on our doorstep.
On our doorstep, yes.
But Neil, it's interesting you say Leo Gevisser, because just on Reconciliation Day last year, the 16th, we took some FMR listeners down to Mitchell's Plain.
I know about it.
And Leo was playing with the youth orchestra, a Mozart piano concerto, and everyone was stunned. It was unbelievable, because he looks his age. He's a young man. I don't know, sort of 11, 12, something like that. But what he brought to the Mozart, the maturity, let alone the technique, aside from that, but just what the music he brought to it. So now we're going to have a chance to hear him again.
Absolutely.
So apart from all these performances that take place here, are they... You said our beautiful theatre, you're talking about the piazza and all that. So there are a number of outdoor things as well, aren't there?
Oh, yes, definitely. We have the whole Saturday, there's going to be a variety of dance performances mm-hmm. and even some clownery, European clownery, that's going to take place on the piazza. And then this year, we're going to have this a type of a pleasure tent, a tent with some entertainment, with some eats and drinks, beautiful decor inside the tent, also a stage where the Talent Search Finale will be on. But we call it the Media Café. So the Media Café will be here on the piazza with a variety of performances as well. So there's a lot of free entertainment. And then we have the beautiful Arts Café as well. A lot of free performances here in the opera foyer.
Right outside FMR.
Absolutely. Yes, but it will be beautiful, soft jazz music that will play just here in front of this beautiful studio.
Okay. But how do you... We'll talk about bookings and details towards the end of the program, but I'm just thinking, I presume certain things you do pay to go to, and then certain things you come by and just go and drop in and it's free.
Yes,
so it's a combination of things.
Yeah, you come to this event for free.
Mm-hmm.
You can enjoy a lot of free activities. You can buy yourself some eats and drinks and just enjoy the piazza pleasure that we call it in our program. But then if you get intrigued by all this beautiful free entertainment, you can buy some tickets, of course. Mm-hmm. And the box office is open already. So at CompuTicket, you can buy tickets for any of these concerts that's put up in the theater, the opera house, the arena theater, and then also in the opera foyer. We are going to set up a cabaret lounge that's going to be called the Velvet Room.
Mm.
Oh, there's
typical
one.
Character.
Absolutely.
For a cabaret.
Absolutely.
The Velvet Room.
Louise Howlett is going to be our Velvet Lady.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Well, we know her well because she's our opera lady.
Oh, Louise, precisely.
She does our opera program on the first Sunday of every month.
So all the Fine Music Radio listeners must at least come to the Velvet Room to see Louise there.
Yes, okay. And what sort of time are we looking at? Does the festival run all day and into the evening?
Absolutely. It's an all-day, all-night festival. Every day will be end off in this Velvet Room, in the opera foyer, by a late-night comedy show. That will be around about 10 till 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then things gets a little bit...
more mellow.
More mellow.
Okay.
Yes. And then the next morning, from 8 o'clock, we're on.
Oh, as early as that? You start
yes.
as early as that?
There's the very famous Jake Scherwel discourse that we have. It's a lot of more intellectual talks that we have, and that will be mostly in the mornings.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so there is that aspect as well.
There are
talks and lectures as well, not just pure entertainment.
Absolutely. We have a songwriting session. We have three different themes for the Jake Scherwel discourse. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. So the festival also has this element of, as I've been saying, variety. There's a huge amount of variety, whether you're going to go and listen to a lecture, whether you're going to dance, whether you're going to go to the cabaret room, or whether you're going to go to a proper symphony concert, it's all there.
Absolutely.
And how long does it take to plan something like this? You said how busy you've been going through the townships and small villages in the Karoo.
Yeah.
But I presume when this one ends, you're already working on next year's one.
Yes, definitely. There's a lot of people who cannot really believe that it takes almost a year to put together a six-day event. But the thing is, it's not one event. It is a multi and or a mass event. There's almost 100 items part of this event. So it really takes almost 11 months.
Just let me say to our listeners, Neil, that there is a brochure, a very well-illustrated brochure, which you can get here at Artscape, at the box office and so on.
And at all CompuTicket outlets in the Cape area, it is available. And also we have a beautiful, very accessible website, www.suidoosterfeest.co.za.
Okay, you're right. Well, I want to find out more about you in a moment. What's your third piece of music, Neil?
I don't hope that this looks very one-track-minded, but also one of my heroes, again, quite a cabaret person. I must admit, perhaps the cabaret performer in South Africa, Amanda Strydom.
Mm.
Also, again, the reason why I really love her. She writes her own lyrics. She writes her own music. She is a performer extraordinaire. And she's in our big legendary Divas concert.
So what are we going to hear?
Oh, I would like us to listen to a piece that is not that familiar, and its name is Kerse teen die Donker. You must burn a candle in the dark.
Sy grendel die deur en hang haar jas op. Klim uit haar stilettoes, hoor haar hart klop. En hart klop die stilte, die stilte bal vuis. En stilte word mag in 'n leeg, donker huis. gestroop van grimering, gestroop van gesig, sit sy op die rusbank. En wees, sy kom vlug. Sy brand kersen, teer die donker, kersen groot en klein. In die Grendels opbreek. Sirenes het gelui. Die brandweer het gesukkel om toegang te verkry. Hul vind haar op die rusbank. Een vuur gevang in smart om haar 1000 kers. Eens kleurvol, nou pikzwart. Niemand by haar begrafnis, net een man gekleed blauw. Die ondernemers het gewonder hoe hy verbind was aan die vrou. Die man in blauw het niks gesê, net lelies op haar graf gelê en weggeloop met al sy leed na wie weet waar. Sal net God weet. Sy brand kersen vir die donker, kersen groot en klein. Teen die pijn, sy brand kaarsen, teen die donker, kaarsen groot en klein. Kaarsen, teen die ou verdriet, kaarsen, kaarsen teen die pijn.
I think we can say, Neil, a legend, Amanda Stradom, a legend there certainly.
Oh, yes.
And what was she singing there? What was that? Tell me what you've just heard.
Yeah, she sang a song in Afrikaans, Kersa Tien Die Donker. Mm-hmm. And it's really just about when you are in a dark place, then you must perhaps to light a candle, but in totally a more esoterical way. Yes.
Okay. And she is performing as well at the festival, the
yes.
State Rust of Fears.
We're talking about
Neil Roderman, who is in fact the CEO of the State Rust of Fears, which opens here at Artscape on the 27th of April. A significant day, incidentally, the 27th of April, as we know. But it's great also that Artscape has come to the party, so to speak. It certainly is a party. I mean, basically, you've taken over the whole of Artscape. You
yes.
spoke about the theatres, the foyer, the arts cafe, the piazza, everything. It's hub, isn't it, of the whole
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely. Artscape Theatre, the whole of Artscape inside and outside is really, it is the heart, it is the house of the Suid-Oosterfees. The Suid-Oosterfestival really has found its home.
Do you find, and I suppose there's an obvious answer to this, but do you find that the festival grows each year? I mean, is this festival that's coming up this year considerably bigger than, say, it was 3 years ago when you joined, or even 5 years ago? Or do you try and keep it in a sort of
We try to
manageable
keep it
way?
In a manageable way,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I really believe in quality more than quantity. We have a big variety of shows here, but just big enough so that I can keep my finger on almost every show.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a big festival, but I don't believe in bigger. Something, the idea of going bigger is a very masculine thought, and I don't necessarily believe in that.
Okay. Moving on swiftly. Neil, as CEO, director, CEO, are you responsible for looking at the various shows, and when they, do you have to make sure you've seen them, what's coming in, so
the
that
thing
you know
is,
what's going on?
Yeah, I like to go to the rehearsals before the festival, some of it, of course, and most of the shows I would like to see as well during the festival, but it's impossible. So I have a panel, me and the director, my vice director on the board, Shirley Liefendahl. We set a panel there, and then they must attend all the shows, not just for quality inspection, but for the various prizes that we have as well, as part of this arts festival. And we are really very proud of that. It will be the second year that we officially have the Suidooster Trofees. So there's quite a few of these prizes. There's for the best actor and or actress. There's a Lifelong Achievement Award. There's the best young star at the festival. There's the Rapport Skouerklop, like the pat on the back prize. And we're extremely proud of that. And that is the big closing gala that we have every year on this Sunday night, around about 8 o'clock also, in the Opera House.
And this will be on the 1st of May, your closing night on the 1st of May.
The 1st of May is the Monday. Then it's the Legends concert with Amanda Strydom. But on the Sunday night, the 30th of April, is the big...
Is the big...
Yeah, the gala. Yeah.
Yeah. Neil, I have to ask this question, not having prepared you for it, but what about a sponsorship? Because it must be fairly expensive to put something on like this, surely.
Yes.
Or do we talk about money or not?
Let's say it's an interesting topic, and there must be a good coexistence between the business sector, the so-called sponsor, and the arts. So without the sponsor, there would not be arts. But without the arts, there will also not be business people.
Well, there won't really be a society, will there? Because haven't we read and known all along how important art is to any society, to keep it balanced, to keep it growing, and to keep it stimulated?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the Suidooster Festival, we have an idea around about so-called friends of the festival.
Oh, I
and
see.
That includes the public, the businesses, the Artscape Theatre, all the listeners of this program, the sponsors. We are really into friendship and making friends for our festival. So yes, sponsors, they are very, very important.
And so in fact, there's not one overall sponsor, like for a while in Grahamstown, there was an overall sponsor. Remember, that's changed now. So there's not an overall sponsor.
There's a sponsor that's our name sponsor, and that is Die Burger.
Ah, okay.
And we are very proud of walking this road with them for
and they presumably
this
give
past
you,
decade.
Yeah, they give you the necessary publicity, which is so important as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I hope we're doing our bit to help Neil as well.
Absolutely.
Now, one more piece of music, Mr. Rademan. What is your next piece of music?
We are in a very interesting place, not just in our country, but in the world, as we can see with our president and also some other presidents in the world. And then in the 80s, with people like Amanda Strydom, Kuni de Villiers, Gloria Bosman, all these friends of us now today on People of Note, there was this one guy, Johannes Kerkorrel.
Ah.
Oh, and he really tried to undermine the whole system. And I think it would be so wonderful if we can try and channel him back just to come and help us here on an artistic level. So I would like to play a song of his, Halala Africa. And also, so interesting, there was this literature cabaret almost that they did in the 80s called Picnic by Dengan. And this year, also at the Suidooster Fees, there will be a type of a revival of this concert by a lot of younger actors and musicians, and we call it Picnic by Mpande near Dengan.
Okay, so now we're going to hear Johannes Kerkorrel.
Yes.
Toen die wereld hier nog jong was en die horizon by tempo, was dit groen hier in die halfrond, sy van die evennacht, en in die skimmer as die son sak, en die beste huis te loop, klink die roepstem van die vrou, oor die hevels van die land. Alala, alala, eeuwige songs Afrika. Alala, alala, eeuwige songs Afrika.
Tula, tula, tanani, tula, tula, sanarani, tula, tula, tanani, ubabu zobu ya, sitale na ye, ubabu zobu ya, sitale sonke.
Kom die skepe uit die weste, wat seil oor die see, om te vra vir kos en water, en te bly vir soveel meer. En die land wat in tyd op was, die land het ons verruil, vir die ghettos van die steen. Is ons koper praat gegeen. Alala,
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 eeuwige songs Afrika.
Banani,
alala,
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 eeuwige songs Afrika.
Tula, tula, sanani, tula, tula, sanani, tula, tula, tanami, ubabu zobuya, sihlale naye, ubabu zobuya, sihlale sonke.
Ons moeder Afrika, diamante en ook steenkool, goud het al met al. En die mense word die slawe hier, want die mense word betaal om te tonnel in die aarde, elke grynkie uit te haal. En die groot en op grasvlaktes spande toe met door en draad. En van die olifant tot die gemsbok, al die dieren moes kom by. Voor die macht van die groot wolkjagde, voor die macht van sy groot geweer, totdat men die stil. Dat men die stilte hier. Alala,
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 eeuwige songs Afrika.
Banani,
alala,
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 eeuwige songs Afrika.
Alala,
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 eeuwige songs Afrika. Alala, alala,
alala,
eeuwige songs Afrika.
Alala,
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 eeuwige songs Afrika.
Alala,
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 my moeder Afrika.
Thank you.
You're on Fine Music Radio, Johannes Kerkorrel. And what was that song called, Neil? Apparently one of his most famous songs.
Yes, it's Halala Africa.
And what a tragedy with him as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you said that he, along with what, Kuni and Amanda, were the sort of the peak of a certain genre.
Absolutely, a type of anti-apartheid cabaret-ish genre, yeah.
But you used a lovely term while we were listening to that. You said, what did you say, anti-apartheid
boer? I said, yes, I was in funny anti-apartheid boer.
Neil Roderman is my guest on People of Note on Fine Music Radio this week, and one of the reasons Neil is here is that he's the CEO of the St. Oyster Festival, which opens on the 27th of April here at Artscape, as we've discovered. Just before I let you go, and just to letting people remember the website and all that, just reading, here you are as the CEO of this festival, and obviously very busy, but I see we spoke earlier about the fact that you really do enjoy directing, and you've done you've done big musicals, you've done West Side Story, you've done The Sound of Music, you've done an opera.
Yes.
A La Bohème. You've even done The Pearl Fishers.
Who, yes.
Is that something that's very, very special to you?
Absolutely.
And creative?
I think I was a language teacher also for a few years, a drama teacher, singing teacher, and now I'm a festival director, and I must admit, I think if you really think about the different things that I love, and or if I may say the talents that I have, it all boils down to one specific type of persona almost, and that is the director. And I really, really love different genres of theater. So I have co-directed, I must say, The Pearl Fishers and also La Bohème, under the direction of Professor Angelo Gobatu here at the Artscape Theater. I once directed Sound of Music. I directed some French comedy, The Tricks of Scapin, a lot of stuff. I now have directed a brand new mono opera that Professor Hendrik Hofmeyer wrote, and it will play at the Woordfeest, actually, and that's called Hemp van Vlam.
Oh.
The burned shirt.
Yes.
The shirt of fire.
Yes.
And
he spoke about that. He was a guest on this very program, and he spoke about that, yeah.
I'm really very excited about that. And so I don't direct that often anymore, but once a year I try to direct something small. And I'm really proud of this, yes.
Because as we've discovered, you're sort of multi-talented. You're a singer. You can do opera and cabaret and light music.
Yes.
And operetta. And you can direct and act. But now, as CEO of a festival of this size,
yes,
doesn't that sort of keep you on the admin side and away from the creative side?
It does sometimes. But the thing is, my board of directors, they do still give me the opportunity to have or to do certain performances and also then this small opera.
Mm-hmm.
I got the opportunity also because I think that they know that I must also have an outlet for my creativity.
Yes, of course.
There's really a lot of creativity while putting together a big arts festival program such as this of the St. Oysterfeest. But being on stage is still very important for me.
Mm-hmm. And then, Neil, it sounds like you're a very busy man as well. When you relax, then what do you do? Do you listen to music? Do you go running? Do you surf? Do you go up into the mountain?
I must admit, when I relax, I go to the theater. When I don't relax, I also go to the theater.
Okay. But can you go to the theater and relax and sit back and look at a production and not think, why is he doing that? I would have done that and he shouldn't have done this.
Yes.
You do that, don't
you? Absolutely. There was a time where it was not quite relaxation for me to go to musical theater, for instance, or to classical concerts. But now I really just sit back and I let the music overflow my whole existence.
Yeah.
I love music. I love all genres of music. And I absolutely relax while I'm attending any of these genres.
Gosh, there you go. Well, Well, we're almost at the end of our program now, so let's just end with some details. We were talking about the Soweto Sophias. This is the 14th year, 27th of April to the 1st of May, all here at the Artscape. And I know from previous years it's fun for us at FMR as well, because suddenly the foyer and everything is taken over by performers and dancers and singers and actors.
Yes.
It's tremendously exciting. And the website, give us the website address, because people can find out all sorts of information there.
Yes. The very famous wind in Cape Town is the Suidooster or the Southeaster, but even if you speak any language, the name still stays the same. It's the Suidoosterwind. So it's suidoosterfees.co.za.
Okay, very well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to Neil, who's the CEO. So what is your last piece? And I'm quite pleased now because you've given me a little bit of a glimpse. It is you yourself singing. At last, we hear you.
Yes, I would like the listeners of People of Note to listen to the brilliant pianist, Elna van der Merwe, which I had the privilege of recording this CD. And the last track on the CD is Because, and Because is the beautiful song out of The Student Prince.
Mario Lanza.
Who also one of my absolute heroes. So here I sing Because out of The Student Prince with my good friend Elna van der Merwe.
And you did say, Neil, before that you chose that, and I was going to say, why do you do all this? Why do you make yourself so busy? And you said,
Because.
Neil Roderman, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rodney.
Because you come to me with naught save love, and hold my hand and lift mine eyes. And joy I see, because you come to me. Because you speak to me in accents sweet, I find the roses waiting round my feet. Cherish thee through light and darkness, through all the time to be, and praise, love, make our love divine. Because God made thee mine. Divine, because God made.
People of Note on Fine Music Radio was proudly brought to you by Peter Turin Productions.
From the producer who brought you the theatrical sensation War Horse, Peter Turin now proudly presents the internationally acclaimed production of William Shakespeare's Hamlet. Receiving 5-star reviews and standing ovations in Europe, this extraordinary production of Hamlet has been described by the press as world-class, visceral, and a multi-sensory experience, and will now play for a limited season before its American tour. Only at Peter Turin's Theatre on the Bay, from the 12th to the 29th of April. Hamlet, book now.
FMR.